Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Emor, say. Week 31, Third Aliyah. Do not bring anything with a defect, because it will not be accepted on your behalf. Leviticus 22, verse 20. Can our offerings offend the Eternal? The Eternal says what has to be done to be accepted before Him. How gracious is His Torah! Hashem gives a specific instruction of what He likes and dislikes so that we can come close to Him without displeasing Him. This is what it says in the end of this Aliyah, "And you shall not profane my holy name, that I may be sanctified among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." Leviticus 22, verse 32. What we offer to the Eternal shows what we think of Him. If we give Him what is left at the end, we show that He is not the first one, but lowly esteemed by us. If we give Him something we don't like, we show that we consider that He doesn't deserve what we like. If we give Him mediocre offerings, we show that He isn't important to us. If we give Him something defective, we show that He is not that worthy for us. Our offerings show what we think of Him. The one who gives what he values most shows that Hashem is the most valuable in his life. The one who gives something that represented a cause for him shows that he loves the Eternal. The one who gives to the Eternal first and then thinks of himself shows that his priorities are in correct order. In Malachi 1, verses 6 through 14, it's written, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due to me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty, it is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? You place defiled food on my altar, but you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Now, implore God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, will he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut up the temple doors so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying of the Lord's table, it's defiled, and of its food, it's contemptible. And you say, what a burden! If you sniff at it contemptuously, says the Lord Almighty, when you bring injured, crippled, or diseased animals and offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hands? Says the Lord. Cursed is he, is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Dear disciple of the Messiah, do you tithe at the beginning or at the end? Do you wake up to pray before breakfast every day? Do you make an effort to sing nicely before the Eternal? Do you make an effort to pray with meaning so your words are not vain repetition? Do you obey willingly or grudgingly? Are you anxious for Shabbat to end so you can run to your job, or do you enjoy the Eternal the most you can say on His day? Our offerings show what we think of our Heavenly Father. It's so good that He tells us in His Torah what He dislikes. May the Lord give us guidance so that we may offer the best all the time. Shalom.